be a lot happier if we keep our anger under control. In frontier America, axes weren't always reliable. The problem was they were made by hand, and the axe heads fashioned by blacksmiths didn't always fit well on the handles fashioned by farmers. That's why it was common for an axe head to fly off the handle and cause all kinds of collateral damage when it did. We can cause all kinds of collateral damage when we fly off the handle, too. That's why Solomon said, "A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control." So what if this week I don't send an angry text or an email? What if I wait to confront someone who's angered me until I calm down, and then I speak to them in person? We'll be a lot happier if we keep our anger under control, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you're suffering from cabin fever like many, we don't have too many more days to wait before we get into some really nice changes. For today, though, cloudy, showers becoming likely, high temperature up to about 61. Tonight and Friday, rain likely, can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. It becomes windy with the overnight low tonight 55, the high tomorrow in the middle 60s, and then on Saturday, return of sunshine to our skies. A little cooler, but not too bad. High temperature up to about 59. That's not too far from normal. Low Saturday night, 39. And the outlook for Sunday and Monday, very nice. More sunshine, warmer, highs well into the 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
You left one thing out. They never stop.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 event, WACV, for a Thursday already. I'm your gracious, patiently trucking host, Greg Vidal, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too, and so is the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Terry Adams, who now has his own weeknight show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
7:30 to 9.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that last night at Bob Howard's.
Good. Thank you.
And you're still going to do Saturday?
Yes.
6 to 9?
Yeah, I'll get all the seat time I can.
Wow. I mean, good luck.
Thank you.
That's an arduous schedule.
Well, thank you, Greg, for everything. It wouldn't be possible if not for you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's true. Learn to take a compliment,
yeah,
Greg.
I'm only saying it because it's true. Thank you for everything you've done for me. I appreciate it.
Hey, like you haven't done anything for me, right?
Nah, it's different.
We go back a long time now, almost 13 years.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. 9 minutes after 3. All right, I'm done. That's all I got.
That was a good show.
Yeah. Are you wearing a wrestling hat or somebody's pantyhose today?
No, I'm wearing a headband.
Kind of a headband.
The headband? Normal headband? It's a multi-function headband.
I thought maybe it disposes of the
world. Could be used as a blindfold. Apparently, you can turn it inside out and twist it, and it becomes a pirate cap.
It looks like gangster wear.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look
this
like...
This is not a durag. The top of my head is exposed, and this is not a yarmulke. It's not a hijab. Just a headband.
I thought it was a spoils of war myself.
Sometimes, you know, you're taking the headphones on and off all day. The hair goes all over the place, so just wearing a headband. Just a little bit of soul in my life. I need a soul.
Yeah. Well, let's see what kind of cheery news we can start the afternoon off with. Let's see.
And I got multiple colors, too.
Oh, the market only went down 660 points today.
Oh, is that all? At least it wasn't 666.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number of
the beast. Just good news everywhere you look. Mitt Romney comes to Washington. What's the first thing he does? Take a nice big on President Trump?
Yeah, bank capital. Laundering all that drug money. Love it.
Talk about a sore loser. I mean, Trump did what Mitt Romney couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney could have done if he had just answered the magic question.
Show us balls!
And he came up empty-handed, so to speak. Otherwise, he would have been president. We wouldn't be going through this big tug-of-war right now between... Let's see what it is. Hank Johnson. Now, this is the genius from Georgia next door.
This guy.
He's the one that thought... What country was it?
Guam.
Guam was going to tip over.
It's about, too many people on it.
Too many soldiers on it.
Because it's like a big... Islands are like a big float.
Yeah, that's it. Like a,
This cool is what this genius had to say today. Cool Americans elected an authoritarian anti-immigrant... No, anti-illegal immigrant a-hole. racist strongman to the nation's highest office, Donald Trump and his Make America Great Again followers who want to return America back to a time where white men and white privilege were unchallenged and where minorities and women were in their place. You got anything better than that, Hank? You jack off. Donald Trump supporters are older, less educated. Look, I didn't finish college. I knew it was going to come back to bite me in the ass. And they are dying early. Their lifespans are decreasing, and many are dying from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, or simply a broken heart caused by economic despair, largely caused in part by Barack Obama. Charismatic and a good public speaker, deceptive and cunning, Adolf Hitler. Oh, stop with the Hitler, okay? Stop with the Hitler. Is that the best you can do? Hanky poo?
Hanky poo.
Go back to studying islands and why they don't tip over when you put too many people on. What an asshat. Jeez. Mm-hmm. So all you really want to do this afternoon is get angrier.
Oh, just don't do that.
We've already stumbled on Squire's Law. So a writer I follow named Sarah Squire.
Yes?
She has one rule when it comes to politics.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians are asshats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I agree.
And some might be, you know, more adorable, lovable asshat, but they're all asshats. Uh-huh. Every single one of them, they will find a way to astound you and disappoint you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
By the way, let's talk about somebody who's not an asshat. Somebody who's just the opposite.
Okay.
Although that thing you're wearing...
You're having a hard time with it, aren't you, Greg?
I'm struggling.
I know.
This is part of why I wore it today. Because I think I look good.
My car had this signal come on that said tire maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And my car can also tell you what the pressure is in each tire, so I checked. And they were all right. But I still went to Don Duncan after the show and said, could you figure this out for me? And all it means is you need to get your wheels balanced and
rotated.
Rotated. So I had that done, and... also had, for the second time in 3 weeks, that piece of plastic underneath the front, that curb outside the back door. Twice now, I have dislodged the plastic protection underneath the front end of the car on that curb.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining very heavily when I got to work this morning. That's still a bad excuse.
I thought...
Reattach that for me, though.
I've only ridden in the car with you a few times, but you drive very deliberately, very slowly even. And I'm surprised you have this many issues, given how deliberate and slow your driving can be.
This is a thing lately, where weird things are just happening.
Yeah, I'm going through that, too.
Are you?
Yes, a lot of people are.
I mean, I'm not having major accidents. I'm having incidents with mailboxes and fleeing deer and stuff like that. But I was way too embarrassed to even consider calling Donnie Turner at MPB and saying, you know that thing you put back on for me a couple of weeks ago? Oh, and then on the ground, I found a piece of white car.
A piece of car?
No.
Oh, that's not
good. That little triangle-shaped thing. And like a puzzle part, I think it belonged somewhere in the front. But that broke loose, too. I guess as I was backing off...
Yeah, it's probably a bracket that holds the other piece you dislodged on there. So.
I am pathetic.
Nah, it happens. You didn't see the curb. It was raining.
Well, I mean, I've only been parking there for about 13 years.
I'm just trying to give you a break, man.
After that amount of time, you kind of get a feel for...
No, you deserve this feeling of embarrassment. It'll teach you something.
Yeah. So I did something I haven't done lately. I went to Drudge.
Oh, no. Today,
wow. Just to see how bad it was. Dow minus 660. And all the rest of the stories there suck. Lesbian Batwoman series moving forward. You know, I don't recall when I was reading comic books, watching Superman as a kid, you know, when he made that dopey flying sound.
Yeah. Man of Steel. Everybody ducked when they threw a gun at him.
I don't recall it being important to me who George Reeves, playing Superman, slept with.
Not me either.
I mean, we may have inferred that he was the boyfriend of Lois Lane, but...
Yes.
And I didn't find out until years later that Jimmy Olsen was gay, which is fine. You know, it's just the way it was.
Well, he did never have a girlfriend.
But why do we have to have superheroes with announced sexual tendencies? Why is that important?
It's for their narrative.
Depends on the storyline, I suppose.
That too.
Is knowing that, that Catwoman is a lesbian, that, is that going to make you more likely to want to see that? Is it a TV show or a movie? I think
it's the, the new one?
Yeah.
I just remember the original Batwoman. She was hot.
Yeah.
It's not really going to make me more likely, but, it's worth it. No, I'm probably not going to watch it.
She's being touted as a social justice superhero.
Oh, sure.
Why is the black community not up in freaking arms about this? When they compare homosexuality to what the blacks went through in the civil rights, why are they not up in arms about this? I don't get that.
I agree. I don't see any comparison between separate water fountains and, frankly, at least in my universe, most people don't care who you sleep with or what you do behind closed doors. That's old stuff. We're not the ones bringing it up.
There you go.
Others. It's but crazy. To compare segregation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can't be singled out as anything, gay or straight or whatever. You can't be singled out as anything unless you announce it.
True.
Why is it necessary to do that? I don't think it's necessary.
It's a setup.
So it's just nothing but junk. What's this?
Hold on. It is.
Important text. Don Duncan hugged so hard my back hurts. Big Duncan and Son Predictathon on the morning show tomorrow.
Yes, for the national championship.
We have a national championship game again this year.
Yeah.
Seems like every year we're playing for the national championship.
This just reminds me of the 70s when Alabama just, you know, if we lost a game, it was just like unbelievable.
But back then, what was weird is they determined the national champion
votes
from the regular season.
Right.
And the bowl games
didn't
count.
That was just a bonus. Yeah.
Because Alabama did lose, I think, a couple of bowl games after they were declared national champion.
Yep. And Nebraska cleaned our plow one year. No pun intended. Several. Yeah.
Mm.
19 minutes after 3, the C Spire tech movement is taking over the area because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So C Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. This is great news.
Mm-hmm.
Only 10% of our high schools teach advanced computer science. So C Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom.
Yay.
And they're also setting up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible.
That's awesome.
And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development these days, C Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses for our region. The future's out there, and the C Spire, that's the letter C, Spire with a capital S, tech movement is leading the way. Join it at cspire, one word, cspire.com.
Just a reminder, Highway 14 going to 65.
I got a text on that, actually, from my friend. I should do the sound rest because it's kind of a big deal.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, according to my friend Terry, she was just told that Millbrook at the interstate and Highway 14 is closed because of police shooting.
Yes, I believe somebody stole a plumber's truck. Within that truck that he stole was an armed, fully loaded weapon, firearm. And when he was backed into a corner, caught by police, he got out of the truck firing shots.
You don't do
and
that.
And I believe the police fired back and killed him.
Uh-huh. Yes, they should. Don't shoot at a cop.
Yeah.
Not
ever.
Good policy, but don't worry. Somebody will, come up with some kind of real sad story, and the violins will come out, and there'll be some kind of justification for it, as there always is.
Well, though, Greg, you playing the Carlin bit to open up the show today.
Yes.
And talking about how every little inequity in society is now, you're the greatest social justice warrior because you're playing a gay fictional character. Good for you. There's a certain point. This is why I'm wearing a black headband today. because I can't go around hoisting a black flag. But there's a great quote. You know that Mencken guy I quote all the time?
I've heard of him.
He's got another one.
H.O. Mencken.
H.O. Mencken, yes. He says, every normal man must be tempted at times to spit upon his hands, hoist the black flag, and begin slitting throats. And I'm getting close, Greg.
Arg. I'll just say to you, Joey, arg.
Arg.
I'm with you, buddy. Skull and crossbones.
How about if we play some of the things that Southern women say?
Okay, yeah.
We're going to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Also, can we do Women Know Your Limits? We reference it all the time, but we haven't played it in a while.
Good idea.
Good.
And again, we are celebrating the launch. I mean, a 14-hour Laura Ingraham show just wasn't cutting the mustard. So now we have live radio. Look, this is Blue Water Broadcasting. We like to do it live.
Love it. Love live.
And once again, Rick Peters comes through. He says, do it live! And that is clearing the air weeknights now from 7:30 to 9.
Yep.
Here on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's 322.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. It's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Don't miss Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day. In-store and online. Like women's wool blend and down coats, 60% off. And boots and cold weather shoes, 50% off. You'll love designer pillows at just $6.99. Plus, take 20% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and food processors. And plan the vacay with 65% off luggage closeout Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ain't no telling what she paid for that.
She's so skinny, she could get shade from a flagpole.
God love her.
You know, what's her name?
You know, what's her face?
You know, what's her nose?
I got to Googling and I figured it out.
Would it be tacky to leave my UT wreath up through Christmas?
She's so dumb. She thinks quarterback means she's getting change.
He's dumber than a pack of mayonnaise.
He's not here. He's out spotlighting.
He's not here. He's at the races.
He's not here. He's out running his trot lines. They got alligator nuggets on sale up at the Walmart.
Lord, what kind of hillbilly pill has she been chewing?
There's the country. They think a 7-course meal's a 6-pack and a bucket of chicken. We got the hog wire up.
Ever notice how people in trailer parks have the best-looking pit bulls?
She thinks she's something because her house ain't on wheels.
Wonder what Peyton Manning would do.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new vacuum cleaner.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new washing machine.
I'm going to have to break down getting them made.
It's coming up a gully washer. It's coming up a frog strangler.
I am happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
I'm happier than a pup with two tails.
I couldn't be happier if butter were fat-free.
I can't breathe in these Spanx panties.
I'm going to get me a Miley Cyrus belly.
Ew. My dog wouldn't eat that.
I'd rather suck a boil off a hog's butt.
I can't believe she said that in mixed company.
Beats all I ever did see.
She's had so much plastic surgery, she could donate her remains to Tupperware.
She's so trashy, she better not linger at the curb on garbage day.
Everything she's got is out on the showroom floor.
That boy's from the wrong side of the river.
He's so nasty, you couldn't clean him with a tater brush.
Girl, there's some things even Ajax can't clean.
Get those roly-polies out of your mouth.
I was a cheerleader, but now I'm a cheerleading coach.
Are you going to put her in dance?
Weather fitting and the Lord permitting.
Those are the things that Southern women are known to say, except I just got a petulant text.
Oh, Lord.
From Emily Hayes.
Oh, Lord.
Saying, these women, in all caps, protests Emily. I said, what about them? Sharing all our sayings, Lord. It's the things this idiot Occasional Cortex is saying that are bothering me.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yes.
Nut job.
That she could be elected to the Congress of the United States.
Shows you where we are now.
This twerp, this twit, this nitwit bartender from New York, from Queens. Not that there's anything wrong with Queens.
I mean, what is her appeal?
She's a nut.
You got me. I mean, I have no idea, you know, what the appeal of this woman is. By the way, we have another Baumhauer's Big Shot contest going.
Indeed we do.
And it closes tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We're giving away a party tray of wings so you can have them, win them, and have them in time for the national championship game, which, again, Alabama happens to be playing on Monday night.
It's Clemson's turn.
They lost. We beat them.
Yeah, last time. They won, then we won, so it's their turn again.
No, we don't want to say that.
Sorry. It's true.
All we need is your name and your month and date of birth, and you'll be in the drawing, which will take place 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Red Top.
Hey, guys. I lived in Butler County for 3 years.
What county?
And Butler County.
Greenville.
Yep. Greenville, Georgiana. And I have to say, I heard almost everything down there on a daily basis. You just played on this clip.
Yep. Me too.
It's scary how real to life it is.
Even I'd rather suck a boil off a hog's butt.
That's a new one.
Well, that's one I didn't, but I'm sure there's somebody down there instead. And you know, all I got to say is the country's no damn place for a Catholic. the second time I've lived in the country, and buddy, I stuck out like a sore thumb. And, you know, it's just amazing how different people are down there. And, you know, they're just downright. And Joey, you'll appreciate this. I heard a great comparison. The difference between Protestants and Catholics is Protestants, no bells, no smells.
No
bells, no incense, in other words.
Right. No bells to wake up in the middle of Mass.
That's right. No bells and no smells. That's the difference between the Protestant and the Catholic. I thought that was pretty damn good, isn't it?
That is good.
Definitely.
Okay, gentlemen, thank y'all. Roll Tide, go Trump. I'm not worried about the Democrats and Trump. He's a lot smarter and tougher than they are.
He sure is.
They're just digging a hole that nobody wants to jump in. So let them dig and jump in.
All I'm saying is, why does Mitt Romney have to be an a-hole? It just...
Oh, my God. Well, he's a Mormon. And look at the beliefs of the Mormon Church. Alien came down in 1835 or something, isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Does that tell us enough, guys?
Yeah.
That's all we need to know about the boy.
That's right. He's there with Scientology. Right?
You are correct, sir. That'll work for now.
What's your name? Yes.
Thank you, fellas. Gosh, I just brought up the live-in-fear Doppler here.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord.
There is a big spear.
Oh, my God.
That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Giant spear.
Bless it.
Of rain, showers. Lord.
We love you, Emily.
We do. Oh, and by the way, Emily sent another intemperate text.
Oh, Lord.
To me, because I don't think she has your number. She says, it's Clemson's turn?
Yeah, it is. Sorry.
Emily, that's what the Much Beloved and Glorious says. You may want to call him tonight between 7:30 and 9.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Because he's on weeknights now, live, here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's say good afternoon to Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right. Mike.
I think it's coming up a gully washer, or maybe a frog choker, whatever it is out here.
Yeah, it sure appears to be the case.
I was okay going home, and then the living fear Doppler, I'm pulling off on the side of the road, and I'm going to crawl up under my door. But I just want to be in on the Baumhauer's Big Shot.
No problem, man.
And to say welcome back. We missed you.
You're the first one. I was here all day yesterday. Nobody gave a rat's butt if I was here.
Wait, Chad said he missed you.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's two.
Yeah, I'm second. Close
enough for. We appreciate it. Do we have him?
No. What's your month of day of birth, Mike?
7/20.
All right.
Yeah, you don't have to have a reason to call today. Just call and get in this contest because the drawing is just a little more than 24 hours from now, and that's a nice prize. Party tray of wings from Baumhauer's and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea to enjoy with the game.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. And here's our buddy Morris Capuano.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir. What's happening?
I hope you had a great time visiting Janelle. It sounds like you did.
I did. In fact, your name came up quite a bit.
Hey. I would love to hear my name come.
I have to put you in touch with her.
Okay.
Because
we can do that.
Given the shocking and horrendous outcome to her beautiful marriage... she is taking a very forward stance on everything, and she gets the nest egg that we help her grow, and she wants to buy something, but she's not quite sure what she can do and so forth. And they said, I got the guy that can answer those questions for you, and I will put you in touch with Morris Capuano, and she's eager to talk to you.
Well, I look forward to speaking with her. I don't think I've ever spoken with her, but we've heard lots about her, and I look forward to speaking with her when she's ready. You let me know.
I will put you in touch, absolutely. In fact, anytime you've got somebody who's buying a house for the first time, this is the guy you want to talk to, Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Greg. I've been doing this January the 21st will be roughly... I've had 34 years in the business.
Wow.
And I'm owed to a lot of people who may be out there looking for homes for the first time. They may want to work with a younger originator, which is perfectly fine. But, you know, the 34 years, give or take 3 years, does me a lot of good because sometimes we can structure loans or come up with ideas. I can come up with ideas that maybe another great originator might not have thought of. And so if you want experience, if you want to have some fresh ideas or maybe kind of bounce some ideas or allow us to bounce ideas off you that maybe if someone out there is thinking about maybe taking some cash out of their home or buying a home for the first time or ways to get ready to buy a home for a first time and establish credit, I'm your guy. Because I'm going to work as hard as I know and as to the best of my ability and do the very best job I can to get you a mortgage program that's going to fit your needs. So, 409-9300, Renaissance Mortgage. We're right at the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. We'll take care of you. Met with somebody Monday afternoon, December Eve. New Year's Eve, like at 4:30. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were gone. We were open. We were open Christmas Eve. I worked. So, and I don't think we'll find anybody who will work harder or more diligently than I will. Of course, that's me talking, but...
No, that's why I want you in touch with my daughter, because I wouldn't want anybody else to work with her but you.
No, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's one of the things you can do with Renaissance Bank, because it's opened so many doors to new programs and things that are open. I want to look at a lower down payment and so forth. There's a lot of things to consider. We'll give it all to you and let you make your recommendations.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks very much, guys.
That's 409-9300. Morris, I'm embarrassed. I don't have your NMLS number handy.
402-669. Hey, real quick, these rates have dropped because the stock market's been getting hammered, as we know. So take advantage of these interest rates. Call up and let's see where they are. Let's discuss. Let's discuss a mortgage program that's going to fit your needs.
That's a great idea. 409-9300 for Morris Kaplan with Renaissance Bank. Thank you, Morris.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Here is John on the phone.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I actually welcome you back. I did a post on Facebook, but for some reason I couldn't tag you. We were friends on Facebook. We just never really talked that much, and I did want to say I'm glad you're back.
I appreciate that.
Because we did miss you, and matter of fact, I tagged you, Joey Clark, Barron, and Dad Morris. And we do appreciate you. And you know the Dems, they're just going to dig a hole they can't get out of. And I'm just laying back laughing, waiting.
I really believe that. They are, if they think what they're suggesting is going to resonate with the heart of the country, they are so mistaken.
Right. So, all right. Well, I'd like to get in on your Baumhauers.
Absolutely. Month and date of birth?
5/17.
You are in, John. Thank you very much for the call. And here is the king.
Hey, I'm so glad to hear Red Top recovered from his RVCC. That would be the red velvet cake coma.
Yeah.
Did you eat a whole cake?
I heard he did.
Wow.
I don't know anything about it. I was away.
You know, yeah, you were away so long, I think the cougar missed you.
The cougar missed me?
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a long, yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
No, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, that's, hey, I mean, that's ancient history, hey, for crying out loud.
Yeah, bomb hours.
All right, month and date of birth.
10/09.
All right, my friend, thank you, Mr. Mumnut. 2729228. Yes, we have a big shot drawing tomorrow. This is a last-minute contest put together because Alabama, again, playing for a national championship. And then we have the menu match game coming back the following week. So you'll have a chance to get the menu word of the day in the morning and redeem it in the afternoon. 3:38, let's hit the traffic dungeon. We've got that activity on 65 at Highway 14. Let's see what else is going on.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 looking good around Montgomery. Through the interchange, you'll zip right through that. I just checked with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service. All of it looking good right now. Some areas getting some showers. If you're in the middle of that, slow it down. Festival Plaza has a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is all about having fun.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. If you're looking for a place to watch Monday's national championship game, the Montgomery Performing Arts Center is showing the game for free. You can watch the Crimson Tide take on the Clemson Tigers on the center's 30-foot screen. Doors open at 5:30. Airbus says it will fulfill two new aircraft orders and an expanding manufacturing operation in Alabama. The European aircraft maker says the 120-passenger aircraft ordered by JetBlue Airways and the startup airline Moxie will be built in a new factory near the company's existing plant in Mobile. An Alabama teenager has died after shots were fired into the vehicle in which he was riding from a passing car. Birmingham police say someone came to a police station and said his passenger had been shot. The victim has been identified as 18-year-old Carltez Clark of Birmingham. No arrests have been made. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. This storm system coming in has a good bit of rain with it, so we're watching the rivers and stream situation around the state because they're still bank full. For tonight, rain likely, maybe some thunderstorms in the overnight hours. That continues on Friday as well, with a low temperature tonight down to about 55, high on Friday in the middle 60s. Then Saturday, glorious sunshine returns. It'll be a little cooler with a high temperature up to about 59, the low Saturday night down to 39. Then Sunday and Monday continued very nice. More sunshine, warmer, high temperatures well into the 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Listener Brenda just checked in. Traffic is impeded at Vaughn and Taylor by a wreck with multiple police and fire trucks on the scene. So that's Vaughn and Taylor. The latest calamity on the roads this afternoon. We now resume our regular programming.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Ageless Male Tonight has already taken Rite Aid by storm. But you can get started by having 5 free doses delivered to your door. Just pay shipping and handling. No questionnaires, no online tests. Just text the word SET to 797979. After a long back order, Ageless Male Tonight is finally back in stock. For your 5 free doses, text SET to 797979. If results are too intense, please decrease use. That's S-E-T to 797979.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Due to the ongoing government shutdown, the Federal Communications Commission, the agency responsible for policing our airwaves, is closed. Since Big Brother has been sent home, we're now free to say things like and we cannot get into trouble for saying grab that big and the out of it. In fact, every time we been with their shoved up their orange slices and a mountain goat bathrobe. Thank you and have a great day. Hey, are you bleeping me? What the?
Hey, here's more news on Occasional Cortex. On her first day on Capitol Hill a week after winning the election, Democratic Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Dipstick participated in a protest sit-in staged outside the office of soon-to-be House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Police action.
They're turning on each other.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, on the first day that the Democrats officially take over the House, why we did that, I'll never understand. The radical representative is helping lead a liberal revolt that, as the San Francisco Chronicle puts it, threatens to derail House Democrats on their first day in charge. Occasional Cortex and Ro Khanna of California say they will vote against a sweeping internal rules change package assembled and promoted by Pelosi. The rules change is just the second vote Democrats will take Thursday. Occasional Cortex and Khanna's issue, the package inclusion of a pay-as-you-go measure, which prevents the House from increasing the budget deficit by requiring offsets for any additional spending. So what does that mean? She's all for spending, you know, raising the debt.
Money she doesn't have.
Yeah, free education, free, you know,
it's got to come from somewhere.
Quote, tomorrow I will also vote no on the rules package, which is trying to slip in PAYGO, Occasional Cortex tweeted yesterday. PAYGO isn't only bad economic. Really? This woman has a degree in economics, or so she says. I'd like to see the paper. It's also a dark political maneuver designed to hamstring progress on health care and other legislation. We shouldn't hinder ourselves from the start. Boy, they're going to love her, man.
Yeah.
She hasn't, I mean, she isn't officially a congresswoman until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already caused more trouble.
Be escorting her out before it's over with.
Oh, yeah, but you got to remember the district that elected her. It's not a very bright area of the country.
Evidently not.
Connie is on the line on Happy Hour. Hi, Connie.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Terry enjoyed your show last night.
Thank you, Miss Connie. I appreciate it.
And I'm kind of calling for something a little bit different. I haven't been listening as much as I should have as normal this last month. You'll understand why in a few minutes, but... I didn't really realize, Greg, about your daughter until I heard the show yesterday and you went more into depth of it.
Oh.
And but here's the thing. There's a site I want you to give her to go to online. It's called Blossom Tips. Blossom, just like a blossom flower, T-I-P-S. Or you can look up She Blossoms. Mm-hmm. And they have the most wonderful articles, and they have people telling their own stories on there. And the reason I got onto the site, it's so inspirational, and it's Christian, but it's so inspirational in so many areas. And the way I found it was I had lost two dogs within 1 week, the 1st of December, and they had been sick for a few years, and I knew it was coming. I still have 5 left right now. They're all healthy. We live in the country. I can have that many.
Yeah, it's legal.
I would, too, if I lived in the country.
But anyway, and of course, they both died in my room, and I was with them when they died, and they died peacefully, so that was a blessing. And, of course, then we went and had to go dig their graves. But even if you're expecting it and they've been sick a while, you know, it's still hard. And I was grieving, so all I did for about 2 weeks was cry.
No, and, I understand. I'm kind of, you know... I've been in this space for over a month now that's just, like, surreal.
Yeah.
Because everybody bet that that marriage was rock solid. That was, if two people are going to get married, they had a phenomenal chance to make it work for the long term.
Yeah.
7 months.
And yeah.
I'm still, she's doing better than I am. She's also doing better than her mother.
Well, yeah, and she's going to make it. She's going to be fine. I've had 3 daughters. I have my 4 that have gone through a divorce. And in one case, it was like, yes, thank you, Jesus. It's about time. So we were glad of that one. But anyway, I know it's hard. And But like I said, it might be anybody that's going through anything. This is not, it's about a lot of different things. It's about grieving or gaining strength or going through hard times. So it's just a site that's got tons and tons of great articles on there. And I would go back and read it several times a day after I lost my dogs and was grieving so much. And I would just read and cry. So
I'll check it out and I'll send her the link.
Okay, it's blossomtips.com or She Blossoms if you look it up. And but that's one reason, you know, I've kind of been, it's been a pretty bad month for me this last month, but I'm doing okay now. I'm coming out of it.
Thank you. Glad to hear
that.
Connie.
You take care, Connie. By the way, you want to be a big shot? Did we get her name for the door?
Yeah, sure. September 3rd.
Okay, 9-3. Thank you. Why do I have to be looking at Doug Jones? With Neil Cavuto on our internal monitor here in the studio. And what's his problem? Oh, Doug Jones, D, Alabama. D as in dumb. New concerns over trade tensions with China. You know, I...
Fear-mongering.
I think there's forces at play here. Because the one thing nobody could take away from Trump was the phenomenal growth of the economy.
True.
And now we're watching the Dow go down by 600, 700, 800. The last week it goes up 1,000. I don't understand any of it. By the way, I did write a nice article about Brant McDonald and the January boom.
Nice.
I hope you'll have I called it Mr. Right on the Money because that's what we call him on the radio.
And he's the cover boy of this.
He's the cover boy, yes.
The cover boy.
And I must say, one of the better looking cover boys we've had in the history of boom. Mm-hmm. Gosh, boom's been around now for, 8 years?
Wow.
Everything that seems like it just started recently actually did not. Now, you wanted to hear Women Know Their Limits?
Oh, yeah.
I think we can still play this without getting into trouble. It's just a bit, okay? A bit.
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women. Aren't they pretty? Yes. Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
I think it should.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
They're going home.
Women, know your limits.
Yeah.
Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing. Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
Yeah, don't get mad. That's just a bit.
It's just a bit.
That's all it is. Let's talk to Big D at 354.
Hey.
Hey.
Am I echoing or anything?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Listen, I'm just saying, all these people just absolutely kill me when it gets so close to election times and things to do and trying to do things. Well, I hadn't been working on it for 4 or 5 years. That'd be my question to them. And some of them have, but most of them don't.
Well said.
Yeah, and listen, let me ask you a question. My sister asked me, and I have no idea, where does our state of Alabama attorney general live?
Wow.
I don't know.
I'd imagine in Alabama and probably Montgomery. But I don't know the exact neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but she said she saw something on television that was like a big compound with a wall around it. So
that's where
evidently he's got a lot of property.
That's where all important politicians live, in a big compound with a wall around it.
Yeah.
The wall.
Well, I need a wall around me after the other night, all the gunfire. Old Cloverdale is still the same.
Man, it's everywhere.
And by the way, I wouldn't mind being on that Baumhauer thing.
Well, you are. And what is your month and date of birth?
130.
130. Thanks, Big D. Let's talk to Charles.
Hey, this is Charlie Kusakani. Just wanted to be in on the drawing.
Welcome to the drawing. We need your month and date of birth, Charles.
11/14.
11/14. You're in.
Thank you, buddy.
We appreciate
it. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, there's another one, Greg.
Why is he hitting me back a couple of days?
It doesn't seem like I alienated too many people. They at least came back.
Why not? That never occurred to me.
It should.
Ah, Joey, you don't alienate anybody.
Let's speak. We're going to take him out of the role of sidekick and Hawk Show toast. Don't forget, 7:30 to 9, Monday through Friday. It's the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime Hosting Clearing the Air. But let's talk about Adams Motorsports.
Yes, Allen's Motorsports, yes.
Brand new month, brand new year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we still got stuff going on, Greg. Still got a little bit of stuff left, believe it or not, from Christmas. We had a great Christmas. Man, people in the river region, awesome. We sold pretty much every youth unit we had, and we're getting some new stuff in as I speak. I think I saw them unloading some stuff earlier. So we have everything still on sale. We still got the big rebates, super low interest rates. Polaris just continues to impress. They have the little small... the kids' version of Dad's Ranger. They also have the kids' version of Dad's Razor. They also have the little single-seat off-road machines, which is really cool. It's like a Razor, but it's a single seat for kids. I mean, I wish they had stuff like this when I was a kid, but, you know, it's so such as it is. But we also have Suzuki's on sale. We have big rebates on pretty much everything in the store. It depends on the unit. The cool thing is Kayla, which handles our financing, the manufacturers, when they set this stuff up, they get to buy down the lending criteria. So even if you don't have an 800, you know, credit score, we can still get you financed. You actually can apply online. It's a pretty simple process. But what we really like to do is get to know you, figure out what it is you're looking for, what your needs are, and we want you to find the machine that's right for you. And I'll tell you a secret. It doesn't matter if it's at my store or if it's one of my competitors. You need to find the one that does it for you. It's very important because it's an emotional purchase. But we want you to come in, figure out what it is you're looking for, and sit on everything we have. Let's figure out what we can do for you, and we want to earn your business.
And that's how it works at Adams Motorsports, not Allen's Motorsports. This is kind of a fun name we call it.
It is.
It's at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at ACLA. The web address is AdamsMotorsports.com. Get your credit app in and start it now.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 doing okay right now. The Boulevard all around the city doing fine. East side over 85, of course, that's a little dicey. Atlanta Highway busy but doing okay. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No reputation made, quality of legal services for others greater than that of other attorneys. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule and out.